This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two Palestinians were killed and three injured in confrontations with Israeli forces in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles De La Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Thousands continue to flee Myanmar to Thailand a day after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Mae Su has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid. I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of publicity about the case. It's the latest in a string of delayed denials that Trump has gotten from various courts this week as he fights to stave off the trial's start Monday with jury selection. Among other things, Trump's lawyers argue that the jury pool has been deluged with what the defense sees as, quote, exceptionally prejudicial news coverage of the case. The defense argues that's a reason to hold off the case indefinitely. Judge Juan M. Merchan says that idea is, quote, not tenable. Deaths caused by the mosquito-borne dengue disease have more than tripled in Peru so far this year, according to data from the South American nation's government. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
Health officials this week fumigated poor neighborhoods across the capital, Lima, targeting areas like cemeteries where mosquitoes have been found to breed in water-filled vases placed at graves. Peru's health ministry as of Thursday reported 117 deaths from dengue this year, compared to just 33 during the same period last year. Suspected cases have also skyrocketed, reaching around 135,000. Experts say the dengue outbreak in Peru is made worse by climate change. Peru has been dealing with high temperatures and heavy rainfall since 2023 due to the El Niño weather pattern, which has warmed the seas off its coastline.
Devi Rajam from Reuters. The governor of the U.S. state of Kansas has vetoed a proposed ban on gender-affirming care for minors, a measure to require more reporting from abortion providers, and what she says is a vague bill making it a crime to coerce someone into having an abortion. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's actions Friday set up a series of confrontations with the Republican supermajority legislature over those issues, and attempts to override her vetoes are likely. The bill against gender-affirming care would bar surgery, hormone treatments, and puberty blockers, limiting care for minors to therapy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.